Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja. Today on the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast with American Muslim Community Foundation, we have an honored guest, Azhar Aziz. He's the VP of Community Affairs at Islamic Relief. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Muhi. Always a delight and pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. You know, congratulations on your nomination for being an outstanding fundraising professional. So just wanted to take this moment to congratulate you, and all of the things that you've done have been so meaningful to the community. So thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you so much, Mohi. I'm very humbled, and I take this as a great honor, and all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and extremely grateful to the American Muslim community and all the opportunities that came in my way. So I'm very humbled, and thank you so much for your kind words.
Likewise. And, you know, I first, I believe, got to know of you and your work when I was an ISNA fellow back in like 2011. And back then you were on the ISNA team, and you've done so much since then and even before then in the Dallas community. So tell us a little bit more about your journey to Islamic Relief today.
Thank you so much, Mohi. I have been professionally associated with the Islamic Relief USA for 15 years now. And prior to that, for 6-7 years, I was a volunteer with Islamic Relief. So my association with Islamic Relief has been for almost 22 years out of its 26-27 years of history. And I have a great amount of regard and respect for this organization, because it has positively impacted the lives of millions of people here in our country and around the world, in more than 40 countries around the world. I'm always very inspired by the mission of this organization, which is to provide relief and development in a dignified manner, regardless of gender, race, or religion, and works to empower individuals in their communities and give them a voice in the world. Because of this organization, I had an opportunity to travel to many parts of the world. I have traveled to 43 states out of 50 states in the country. Wow. I've spoken in more than 500 communities, 500 cities, talking about the important work that Islamic Relief has been doing. The vision of this organization is working together for a world free of poverty. So this is the message that we propagate. We go to various communities and talk about the important work that we are doing, and we solicit their help and support. And it has been a very enriching experience. This experience taught me that, wherever I traveled around the nation, I found that American Muslim community is doing very well. American Muslim community has a very big heart. American Muslim community very actively participates in philanthropic work. And it's truly a blessing to, engage and interact with this community. And we have seen that, there has been a tremendous growth path. Islamic Relief raises around $100 million in cash.
Wow.
They also do, in-kind donations. They collect, in millions. So they have been the premier relief and humanitarian organization in the country. And their work has brought in positive results and had positive impact on the lives of millions around the world.
That's really great to see. You talked a little bit about just being able to travel across the country and get to meeting other communities. What would you say philanthropy means to you?
Number one, we are inspired by our faith. God Almighty in the glorious Quran reminds us 150 times to spend in his path. So that is a biggest source of inspiration. When you read the seerah of our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has been described as karrihil mursala. And he used to be an extremely generous person during special times of the year like Ramadan. He would be an extra generous person. And his generosity would touch everyone who's around there. So, this is something that we share with the community. We ourselves get inspired our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also reminded us where he said, "Tabassumaka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa," even a smile is a charity. So we propagate this message. I believe people give to people and people give to causes. It is our responsibility, whoever is in this line of work, to go and reach out to people. The basic fundamental rule in this line of work is that you have to ask. If you don't ask, people will not give. Even institutions like American Fundraising Professionals, they said the most important thing in any fundraising or philanthropic work is that you have to go and ask. I also believe that we have to always follow best practices. You have to keep your work very transparent, very open. You should work sincerely and honestly. Never try to make up things, present facts as it is. And throughout this journey in the last 15 years, I have learned tremendously from these values. I also want to share with you that Islamic Relief as an organization that has been there for the last 27 years is driven by its core values besides its mission and vision. Mm-hmm. The five core values that Islamic Relief is driven by is social justice, sincerity, excellence, custodianship, and compassion. So we take a great pride in this fact, adl, ikhlas, ihsan, and amana, and rahma. So these are the core values of the organization. And professionally and personally, I benefited tremendously from these values. And the success story of Islamic Relief is a great case that is there in front of us. They have always been very sincere, very honest, very transparent. They were driven by their vision and mission, and also by these core values.
That's inspiring to hear. And, you know, such a large organization being able to implement that from the top down. And you really see it in the community work that Islamic Relief does, right? There's the U.S. grants, there's the community building. All of the work that you're doing here locally speaks volumes as well. So can you share a little bit more about just how you came into all of this work? And, you know, you're a community icon for so many different causes and helping them fundraise as well. So, I would imagine a lot of it has to do with your association with Islamic Relief and visiting across the country. But tell us a little bit more about how you either stumbled into this or, you know, were part of all of this.
Just like many other community activists and organizers, I started my journey with a beautiful masjid in our area, which used to be a small musalla 25 years back, called as Islamic Association of Keralchin or Masjid al-Rahman. That is where I started my community service, my work. It was this masjid that gave me, tremendous amount of, it taught me many things in life that I use both in my professional work and personal life. I was picked by ISNA from this masjid when I used to host them here in Dallas more than 24, 25 years back. And during this line of work, I came in touch with the co-founder of Islamic Relief, that is Anwar Khan. For a dozen years, I worked for Corporate America. Almost for 10 years, I worked for GE Zurich, which was a joint venture. Then I worked for Capital One. And these are the two, three jobs that I had in the beginning of my career. So Anwar convinced me to leave Corporate America and join Islamic Relief. And in the beginning, I was very skeptical because I know the professional level of Islamic organizations were not up to the mark. Alhamdulillah, we have seen a great amount of progress in last decade or so. But during those days, you were not sure. You really asked this big question, should I leave a good paying corporate American job and work for an Islamic organization? But today, after this many years, I tell you that I don't have any regrets. I take a great pride in this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this opportunity and used me to build an organization, to support an organization that has done amazing amount of work, has impacted so many lives around the world, always, whenever there is a man-made disaster or a natural disaster, Islamic Relief most of the time is among the first responders. So I take great pride in this fact. My work with Islamic Society of North America has been there for last 19 years. For last 19 years, I have been serving on their board. I served in various capacities. I served in their executive council. I was responsible for the Central Zone. I used to manage multiple states doing activities for ISNA. Then after serving on their board for almost a decade, I got elected as the vice president of ISNA twice. And then I got elected as president of ISNA twice. And today, after taking a year, you know, sabbatical, I came back into the board. So I still serve on the board of ISNA. And this has been a very, you know, amazing experience. I met some of the most respected, prominent scholars that we have in the country, activists, community leaders, community organizers. It gave me, you know, tremendous amount of enriching experience. And that has helped me tremendously with my, you know, Islamic work. And of course, you know, Islamic Relief's work professionally has you know, had a tremendous amount of impact on me. And I was able to travel to many difficult parts of the world. And I would come back and, you know, tell those amazing stories. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, فَاقْصُصِ الْخَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So relate the stories, perhaps they may reflect. This is what the Quran is telling us. So whenever we used to go to difficult places like Gaza in Palestine, in West Bank, we used to go to Mogadishu in Somalia, Lebanon, Egypt, you know, Jordan, some of the most difficult places, many parts of China, many parts of Africa, countries like Mali, Senegal, Kenya, of course, many parts of South Asia, went to Bangladesh, visited, you know, the largest Rohingya camps over there, went to Sri Lanka, India. So this experience was, you know, a very unique and a very inspiring experience. And I was able to see the work that was being done by Islamic Relief on the ground. And then I was able to come back to States and meet our patrons and supporters and donors and share with them these amazing stories and shared with them how their philanthropic work, how their generous contributions brought positive results and changed the lives of individuals in this part, in many parts of the world. So that experience, I believe, has been one of the most, you know, enriching and amazing experience of my life.
Right. And there's so much more that you and your generation and people who've started organizations like ISNA and Islamic Relief have done. And this small nomination is a way for us to recognize your generosity and your work and your leadership in the community. And we're hoping that through this, even organizations like American Muslim Community Foundation can carry on that legacy of building the American Muslim community and showcasing the important work that is being done by all nonprofit organizations and give donors an opportunity to learn more about other organizations and opportunities. So is there anything else that you'd like to share with the community?
I want to, you know, say this, that American Muslim Community Foundation is very unique in many ways. I want to applaud you. I also want to say this to you, that you could have joined any, you know, corporate American company, and you could have, you know, made your fortune. But you invested your time into this particular organization. And in last few years, we have seen you know, how rapidly it has grown. It is being recognized by prominent Muslim scholars, leaders, activists today. And your you know, event this year is bringing in one of the most you know, popular American Muslim figure, which is Minhaj Hassan. And the work that you are doing, and through your institution supporting so many Muslim organizations and other institutions in the area of philanthropy, is something that I truly applaud. I think sky is the limit. There is a great future for this. I think this is a path that you have chosen. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you all the success. And our American Muslim community, I would humbly urge them to invest and support in American Muslim Community Foundation so that this institution can grow. And its growth means, prosperity and growth for our own community. So that is something that the American Muslim community should realize and recognize, that by investing and supporting an AMCF, they are investing in their own future. And through this institution, so many philanthropic works, that work that is dear to our community, will be supported, and that work will be enhanced. So I applaud you, and I ask all the listeners and viewers to go and check your website, know more about what you are doing, the amount of services that you are offering, and also learn about how American and Muslim institutions are benefiting already and will benefit in future through this platform. So I make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you all the success. This is the month of Rabiul Awwal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, khayrun nasi anfa'uhum linnas, the best among you are those who are a source of benefit to others. And I strongly believe, Mohi, you and AMCF is doing incredible work in supporting others, in supporting our communities.
Thank you so much for the kind and generous words. Similarly, this is a team effort and so many people involved. So your kind words mean a lot. We've been able to support Islamic Relief with over $200,000 in the last few years, and Absolutely. Overall to the general nonprofit community, more than $3 million since 2017. So we're excited to be doing this work. There's a need for it, as you said, and we're hoping to represent Muslim philanthropy in the United States to showcase the impact that our community does have and the good work that is being done. So again, thank you so much for joining, and looking forward to hosting you at the event.
It's my pleasure, and my best wishes to you in all your endeavors, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the amazing work of AMCF. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for having me, Mohi.
Wa ayyakum.